Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Today is Monday, November 17th, 2008. And we are celebrating today the birthday of Three of Clubs, Scorpio Three of Clubs people. It's the only Three of Clubs birthday that is a Scorpio. There are some signs that actually have two birthdays of the same card. There's two Taurus King of Clubs. There's several like that. It's very interesting. But today is the Three of Clubs Scorpio, and it makes both the ruling cards sevens. We have a Seven of Spades and a Seven of Clubs as planetary ruling cards. Very interesting. This would be a very interesting birthday. I mean, I would think that on a personal level, personally, it could be very difficult, challenging, because all the cards are odd-numbered. The Three of Clubs and Seven of Clubs both are found in the Saturn line of the Grand Solar Spread. And sevens are challenging to begin with. Yet there are many famous people that are born today with this. We have actor Curtis Armstrong. We have Danny DeVito. Musician Jeff Buckley. Martin Barr. We have Daisy Fuentes, Rock Hudson, Lauren Hutton, Gordon Lightfoot, a lot of people, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, Martin Scorsese, Lee Strasberg, who else? There's a lot of people here. Also, mathematician August Mobius. So happy birthday to all of you that are still alive. Hope you're going to have a great year this year, those of you who made it this far. Three of Clubs with two sevens as ruling cards. Extremely creative. I mean, think about it. Martin Scorsese, you know. It's funny when you see Martin Scorsese. I mean, when I see him, I can really see the Three of Clubs in him because he's kind of a little bit on the hyper side, which is common for Three of Clubs. Very talkative, lots of ideas, but kind of unsettled at the same time. I don't see it so much with Rock Hudson, maybe Danny DeVito, but very interesting. For those unfamiliar with our show, this is a show about your destiny and about things associated with it. I'm the author of several books on an ancient system called the Book of Destiny. In this system, every birthday of the year is assigned one of the 52 playing cards by a mathematical process. Even though it involves cards, there's nothing random about it. This is not tarot. This is not any other kind of gypsy card telling. There are no cards to shuffle. Every card for your whole life is mathematically calculated from your birthday on. And from that, we can tell all about you, your personal characteristics, some of your karmas in this lifetime, what are going to be things are going to come easy to you, what things are going to be difficult for you, what are going to be your challenges. And not only that, there's a year-by-year, month-by-month influence consisting of several cards that will basically tell the story of each year, what's happening in your life. And it's very interesting because two people can be born the same birthday and have exactly the same cards, and yet it will play out somewhat differently for each person because each person, regardless of being born on the same day, have unique individual karma. Though you may be born a certain day, you will not have every single quality of that card. You'll have some of them, and you'll have some of them to a greater degree of being more positive and some more negative. So there's a great potential for variety in each birthday of the year. But there are things we can say for sure about certain birthdays, and today's a Three of Clubs. One of the more challenging cards to have in terms of relationship. However, the two sevens do help that, because today have two sevens. Both those cards are fairly marriageable, Seven of Clubs and Seven of Spades. So you'll find that people born this birthday actually do get married, where a lot of Three of Clubs don't or shouldn't. I had a client this week, actually, who was a Leo Three of Clubs, and we had a reading a couple days ago. And on the phone before the reading, I said, you know, you're really one of the most unmarriageable birthdays in the whole year. And he said, oh, that really breaks my heart. He was genuinely kind of sad about that. And he's 51 years old. And I said, well, have you ever been married? He said, no. I said, well, you know, I rest my case. If you're 51 years old and you've never been married, chances are pretty good you won't. Not impossible, but chances are pretty good that you won't. So tonight we talk about your destiny, and I'm going to have a special talk tonight about the seven-year spreads. And anybody who's listening who has my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, should get that book out, because I'm going to show you, if you don't already know, I'm going to show you how to look into and get to know your seven-year spread that you're in right now, which is, I think you'll find very fascinating, because this one little technique I'm going to show you tonight can give you a tremendously greater amount of information about every year of your life and about the seven-year cycle that you're in, which you don't even know probably, because the seven-year spreads aren't really mentioned in my book except in a chapter for advanced studies, but they're not listed for you. So you wouldn't normally be knowing about those if you just read the book. But it's good to know, because there's a lot of information, and some of the most important things in life show up in these seven-year spreads and these other cards that we're going to show you about the yearly spread. So let's begin with that. I don't have any other announcements I can think of, so we'll just start talking about the seven-year spread. So everybody should open up the Cards of Your Destiny book to the page that has your yearly spreads on them, the two pages. And for those of you who need help, the yearly spreads begin on page 226. And on that page, you have the yearly spreads for the Ace of Hearts. And then if you go to 228, you go to the Two of Hearts. And it goes through Hearts, Clubs, Diamonds, and Spades. So we'll take the Queen of Clubs as an example tonight. And what you want to look at is the Age Zero spread right now for a moment. Look at the Age Zero spread. This is the spread for the first year of your life. And you might want to follow along with me by turning to page 274 for a second, which is the Queen of Clubs page, because I'm going to explain a few things to you. So the Age Zero spread is not just the first year of life, it's also the first 7 years of life. So if you look at that Ten of Spades there, which is the Mercury card, and the card underneath it, the Two of Clubs, those two cards also influence the first year of this person's life. They were the cards influencing the first of this first 7 years of this person's life. Any Queen of Clubs had a Ten of Spades and a Ten of Clubs for the first year of their life. And if you notice, over to the right, the long range card for that year is the Ten of Spades. And this is where the long-range card actually comes from. The long-range card comes from the seven-year spread. So what you don't know is that there's a vertical long-range, or what you know now is there's a vertical long-range. So really, to be complete, the long-range would have been Ten of Spades and a slash or a underscore of the Ten of Clubs. It would have been both those cards together would have defined the first year of life for a Queen Eclipse person. Then if you look in Venus, you see a Five of Clubs with a Two of Spades in Venus, and that those two cards would have influenced the second year of life. And if you notice for age one, which is the second year of life, the long-range card is indeed the Five of Clubs. And that's where it came from. That Five of Clubs long-range at age one came from that Venus card in the age zero spread. And you can go on so that age two would be the Three of Diamonds and Nine of Diamonds in Mars. Age four would be the Ace of Spades and Three of Clubs that are found in Jupiter. And we're all looking at the first 7 years of life now. Age five would be this, Age three was the Ace of Spades and Jupiter. Age four, the Seven of Hearts and Ten of Hearts in Saturn. Age five, the Seven of Diamonds and Six of Hearts. And age six, which is the last year of that seven-year cycle, would be the long range of the Five of Spades. So it'd be very interesting because you could probably study the lives of people who are Queen of Clubs and find out that when they were 6 years old, many of them had their families move. They moved somewhere. Had a significant change of life right at that age. Now, when you get to age seven, you begin a new seven-year cycle. And if you notice that the age seven spread for the Queen of Clubs, the long-range card is the Two of Hearts. But that long-range card comes from a different seven-year spread. It comes from the second one down the page. So instead of looking at the age zero, we now move down to the age one spread, and you see that there's a Two of Hearts there and a Ten of Spades. So the Queen of Clubs person, when they're 7 years old, they have a Two of Hearts long range with a Ten of Spades long range. Now, you can, this is actually discussed in my book, and I will find the page where that's discussed, because you can now look up and see where you are, like what 7 year spread you're in, so that you can go right to that spread without having to calculate. And I'll give you an example. First of all, keep your place in the book with the Queen of Clubs and look at page 109 for a moment. Look in the lower right-hand corner. And you'll see this little table that has the yearly spreads for age blank govern the 7 years of, for ages blank to blank. So, like, for example, the age five yearly spread will show you the 7 year spreads for ages 35 to 41. So let's just take an example for a moment. Let's just say, for example, that you happen to be 51 years old. And you want to know, where do I look for my 7 year spread? So you would look down the list and see, well, which one of these age groups does 51 fall under? And you would see that it's the 49 to 55 group. And so we would look at the age 7 spread. If I was 51, I would look to the age 7 spread for my long range and vertical long range. Now, I hope you guys are following this. I'm going rather quickly, but it's really not that complicated. You have to see what age am I and look and see what spread governs that, the 7 years that I'm in right now. What 7 year period am I in? So if I'm 51 years old, if I'm anywhere from 49 to 55 years old, I'm in the age 7 spread. Now, that spread begins with age 49, which is the first year, and then 50 would be the second year. So 51, if I'm 51, I'm in the third year of that. So I would look, let's turn back to the Queen of Clubs. Let's say I'm a Queen of Clubs and I'm 51 years old. I go down to the age 7 spread. And I go over to the Mercury, Venus, the third one, Mars, and you'll see a Nine of Diamonds there and a Six of Diamonds. So I have a Nine of Diamonds long range, and I have a Six of Diamonds long range. And if you look at the age 51 spread over to the right, which is at the very top left-hand corner of the next page, you'll see that the long range card right there is the Nine of Diamonds, but it only shows the top one, not the bottom one. So first of all, just knowing that you have a vertical long range is extremely helpful. It can really tell you a lot more about the year. Like, what if you had like a card And it was like, let's say you get married card, but you didn't know, you know, yet which person that might be that you're going to get married to. But then you look at the vertical long range, and it happens to be the birth card of somebody that you're seriously considering marriage with. So, you know, that would tell you, that would reinforce it, that this is definitely the person that's going to be involved. You can look into the future and have that. So you have a direct and a vertical long-range card, and you have both of those for your birth card and for your planetary ruling card. So don't forget to look at both. You end up having four, at least four, long-range cards, and Scorpios, well, of course, will have six. Leos, of course, will only have two because they don't have a ruling card that's different than their birth card. It will be a double of the same card. That's the first bit of information. Now, there's more to the story, though, because looking at your seven-year spread, for example, let's go back to the Queen of Clubs, who's 51 years old. Every 7 years of life has a long-range card. So if I want to know for the Queen of Clubs, and let's say who's somewhere between 49 and 55 years old, what's my long-range card for that whole seven-year cycle? Well, if you look at age seven spread in the book, you'll see the long-range card is the Two of Hearts. So this is going to be a period focused on love, a seven-year period focused on love and relationships for Queen of Clubs people. So there's a seven-year long-range card. There's also a Pluto card for the 7 years, a result card, an environment card, and displacement card. So there's five cards that influence the entire seven-year period. Now, when I'm reading for somebody in a personal reading, I'm looking at those seven-year cards because sometimes they're very significant. They're kind of telling me what the big theme is, you know, of that seven-year period. Sometimes it tells me who's involved in their life. Sometimes it tells me, you know, what's really going on. I also look at the challenge and the result, the Pluto and result card. I look at the environment, what's the blessing? I look at the displacement. It's very significant. Some people have very, very fortunate displacement cards. For example, at some point, most people will displace the Ten of Diamonds. And some people will displace the Ten of Diamonds for 7 years. That's the most blessed position. Imagine if you had a seven-year period where you were displacing in the most blessed spot. That could be very significant. It could be a sign of very good fortune. Now, I don't have that. I don't think a lot of cards. The Queen of Clubs will not live long enough to have that. I mean, it does have some good seven-year displacements, but it doesn't have that one. But the long range is also very significant, and from ages 56 to 60, I forget. The Queen of Clubs has a Ten of Diamonds for that, for age 56 to 62. Ten of Diamonds long range. After having a Two of Hearts long range for 7 years, they have a Ten of Diamonds long range, not displacement, but long range, which is just as good. It's a really excellent influence to have. So now you can take a little time to look up your 7 year spreads and see. You know, are there people's cards showing up there? How about seven-year relationship influences? I mean, what if your spouse is your Jupiter card in your seven-year spread? Well, this is a good indication that he or she would be bringing in a lot of financial success during that period. Okay? So these are things we can look for. Now, what you don't know, and we're not going to have time to really explain this, but there are underlying cards underneath every card in your spread except for the displacement card and the environment. Those do not have underlying parts. But every other card, the Mercury, Venus, Mars, the pairs in those periods, the long range, the Pluto and result, all those have two underlying cards which can give you even more information. So, for example, your long-range card this year, the top card, whatever it is, of the two, will have two underlying cards. And the bottom one will have two underlying cards. And the same thing in your ruling card spread, if you have a ruling card that's separate. So there's another, you know, 8 cards that are influencing you for the entire year, which the reason we don't teach this in beginning classes is because this can be very confusing. If I threw all these cards at somebody, they wouldn't know where to look. They wouldn't know where to begin. So take a look, see if you can calculate now, and if you forget or if you don't think you quite understand, you can read the description of the whole process on page 109 of my book. And it explains how to find these, and it gives examples so that you can look them up yourself. I use the vertical long ranges a lot. I have a printout that my software does called the Linear Spreads Report, and that's what I use for a reading. And it has everything I want. It has the life spread, the 7-year spreads, and the yearly spreads, all with the underlying cards. So on one page, I have an entire card reference that I need to really see what's going on in a person's life. And I print out one of those for 3 years of my client's life, the current year and 2 years in the future. So I'm looking for, you know, important events that might be happening, and that helps me. Now, let's just say, for example, you're in the getting close to the end of a 7-year period. This is very important also, because towards the end of a 7-year period, everything begins to culminate. You're getting ready to go through a big change. Okay, like suppose you're, let me look back on page 109 for a second. Suppose you're, say, 41 years old or 40 years old. Well, there, if you are, you're getting close to the end of your age 5 7-year spread. And you're about ready to have a big change, because things often change dramatically from one 7-year period to the next. And if you look at the result card for your current 7-year period, that is something that may actually come to pass. I remember Okay. To result. I had a 7-year period. Oh, yes. Okay. I see it right now. Yeah. Okay. It was the period between ages. It was the age 5, which is 40. Age 5 is 35 to 41. My 7-year result was the King of Hearts, that 7-year period. And underlying that was a King of Diamonds and a 7 of Spades. Well, I knew that I was going to be a father at the end of that cycle. And just before my 42nd birthday, we had my son, Michael, who is a King of Diamonds. And there you have it. There was the King of Hearts, me being a father, and there was his card underlying the whole thing. So it was very, very significant. And this is the power of these 7-year cards and understanding them. So look at your 7-year result. Very important. What do you think is going to happen? How do you think things are going to be looking at that? Look at the direct and vertical cards for the years that are coming ahead for you. Look at this year, but look at next year. Look at the trends that are developing. Have you just began a new 7-year cycle? Are things all brand new? Can you let go of the past? Or are you at the end of a 7-year cycle and things are about ready to culminate for you? All these things can be derived. And, you know, when I talk to you on the phone, if you call up for a reading on the show, I have your spreads in front of me. And I have your 7-year spreads at the tips of my fingers. Because I'm using my software program, I just punch your birthday in there, and I have it all right there. Underlying cards, vertical, everything. This is how I do the readings that I do. I'm on the air. So I recommend that you also take a look at these and take advantage of these 7-year cards. Now, another good thing to know is that at age 4, at age 3, you have your first Jupiter year of life. It's the 4th year of your life, but it's age 3. And then every 7 years, we have a Jupiter year after that. So age 3, age 10, 17, 24, 31, and so forth. These are all Jupiter years of life. You can see, and that's why those are the years when we get wishes fulfilled. Everybody gets wishes fulfilled in their Jupiter years. Age 52 is a Jupiter year. Age 45 is also a Jupiter year. And those are two of the most significant Jupiter years of our entire lifetime. So, that's our little discussion tonight, our class. I hope you understood. If you have any questions about it, you're welcome to call in on the show tonight and ask about. I'll help you look it up if you haven't quite figured it out. Or if you just have a general question about it, feel free to call in and ask that as a question. I'll be happy to address that with you. Okay, we're going to take our break now, and the phone lines are open. When we come back from our break, we're going to take your calls. We're going to listen to a song from my CD called Bhakti Rock. And the first song up tonight is going to be the song Closer to You. And then when we come back, we'll take your calls. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back, Ira. That was Closer to You from my CD, Bhakti Rock, which is available on my website, seventhunders.com. It's also available on iTunes. Bhakti Rock, B-H-A-K-T-I. Okay, we have callers on, and I have some friends who were supposed to call in named Jennifer. They haven't called yet. Jennifer, if you're listening, I guess you didn't get in on time, but you can still keep trying. So first up tonight is my friend Jackie from Napa, who's born November 12th, 1970. Are you there, Jackie?
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
So I'm calling to ask you, where am I in my seven-year spread, and where am I going?
You didn't figure it out?
I couldn't figure it out.
Well, you are in your Jupiter year.
I'm in my Jupiter year.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
You are 38 years old, so you look at the age 5 spread in the book, okay? You have the book open?
Yes, I have it in front of me, age 5 spread. Okay.
Okay, and then you'll look, you'll notice that your long-range card is the Ten of Clubs, right?
Ten of Clubs and a Five of Hearts.
That's right. You have a Five of Hearts vertical as well as the Ten of Clubs. So, yeah, that works?
Yeah. So what is, I know what the Ten of Clubs is. It's the teacher card. And
it's a card of success.
Success.
It's a success card.
Success card.
Success card. It's a success card.
And what's the Five of Hearts?
Well, what do you think it is? Why don't you look
it up? I think it's divorce or death or something like that.
Are you married?
I'm in the process of a divorce.
Well, I'll be goodness gracious.
So, yeah.
But
about
that?
I also have... Isn't that...
The cards are really accurate. Unbelievable.
You're really incredibly accurate. Are these cards?
Well, obviously. I mean, they're accurate for you right now. You're going through divorce, and there you are.
Right.
Very interesting.
I would like to... it's one of my goals to pay, like, generate enough abundance to pay off my credit card debt. Is that... Or credit card bills. Is that... Is that a wish that Jupiter is going to grant me in this year?
Well, it might be, because underlying that Ten of Clubs is a Ten of Diamonds. So is there going to be money made in this divorce settlement?
Not as much as I would have thought.
Well, you never know. You need to keep your mind open to prosperity coming in, because there may be more to the story that hasn't unfolded yet. So.
My career is on fire.
Yeah,
and
Ten
I'm thinking
of Clubs, I would say
from
so.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, well, Ten of Clubs, I would say so. And that Ten of Clubs is related more to your career than your divorce, so I would say that's a better chance, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, you have nothing to complain about.
I don't. I really don't. I wanted
so, happy you.
So how long does this Jupiter year last? Is it just for this year?
It's almost over, I believe, isn't it? No, it just began.
It just began.
Well, yeah, it's 1 year. I'm sorry we can't make it longer, but that's it.
All right, I'll take it. I have a question real quick, another question. I have the Ace of Diamonds with the Five of Hearts in Saturn. What is that generally... translate into when you see that in someone's Saturn?
Where do you have that?
In my Saturn for this year.
Really? I don't see it.
For 38. It's the Five of Hearts vertical and the Ace of Spades. I'm sorry, Ace of Spades.
I don't see any of those cards. You sure you're on the wrong right page?
I'm on the Eight of Clubs.
Uh-huh.
What do you see for...
I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong thing. I apologize. Yeah, you have an Ace of Spades and a Five of Hearts.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a little too early to tell what that actually is going to play out to be. The Five of Hearts often indicates a move of some kind. So it might be something related to a move that you're going to make at that time or travel. You know, it's the kind of thing that if you see that coming, you might want to say, well... I think I'll not go on that trip that I was planning. You know?
Oh, okay.
Because Saturn is not the time that you want to travel. Like, if somebody says, oh, let's just say you met somebody and you had an opportunity to go on some romantic vacation, but it was in your Saturn period, you wouldn't be wise to do that, you know? You know, you use this for planning purposes. Now, some things are unavoidable. I mean, what if you had a business trip at that time and you couldn't get out of it, you know? Well,
right.
Something may happen. But then, even then, you would be extra especially careful during that period.
Okay.
You know? But at the same time, you don't know the underlying cards, but you actually have strong underlying cards. You have an eight of spades underlying this ace of spades. So that's actually mitigating factor, which would make it less likely to be something really difficult or negative.
Okay.
All right.
That's good. I also have a friend who's an ace of diamonds, who's 45, and his year has been tremendous for work.
He's got a king of spades long range that year.
Yes. So what cycle is he in? Is he in the beginning of a seven-year cycle?
45 is, I mentioned it when I was giving my talk, 45 is a Jupiter year.
Right, it's a Jupiter year, 45 and 51, I think, 52.
So if it's a Jupiter year, it's in the middle of the cycle, not the end. Jupiter always falls in the very center of the cycle.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's great.
Yeah, so good luck for him, too.
Yeah, we're both in really good places with our career.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like every year there's something good going on. There may be something difficult going on, but there's always good things, and it's up to us to focus on the good stuff, you know?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, not everything's going to be perfect, but if we can sort of really appreciate the good stuff that's going on, it tends to help that good stuff multiply.
Yeah, it does. I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a great year because I have the Ten of Diamonds on my side and the Ten of Clubs.
You already are having a great year.
I really am. It's been great. Divorce is great.
Well, I see you have a Jack of Spades and a Two of Hearts in Mercury, so.
Oh, yeah, what does that mean?
Go
I can't
look
figure
it
that
up.
One out. What?
Go. Oh, really? You can't look. You don't know what Two of Hearts means, okay? Go read what the book says, Jackie.
Oh, I know what Two of Hearts means. It means a union. Oh, that means I'm going to... Right, I know what it means. It means that I'm going to have a relationship. It's a union in love.
Right. It's a one-night stand.
Oh, is that what that is?
Maybe a two-night... It's in Mercury.
Oh, so it's a short-lived thing that'll be over by January.
I'm sure.
Interesting. Okay. Well, there's a couple options there, so it can be.
Well, yeah, you probably already know who they are, so you know.
Yeah. All right. Is there energy for or is there the cards say there's prospect for a relationship?
So, Jackie, I think I've spent enough time with you on this call.
Okay. All right, on to the next one.
You're hogging up the show.
I did. I'm so,
so
sorry.
I'm gonna let you go this for this week, and you can call again, and we can talk more next week.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a great week.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is Beth from Atlanta. Her birthday is November 15th. She just had a birthday, 1959. Are you there, Beth?
I am here. How are you, Robert?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well also. I called you last year when I was actually going through a divorce myself.
Yeah.
And you gave me a lot of good advice, and I actually put all that behind me after quite a difficult... It wasn't a difficult marriage, but it was hard getting out of it. So anyway, I'm kind of wondering what I have to look forward to this year. I think it's going to be a more prosperous year as far as money is concerned, and hopefully,
you know, all the cards that show up in your spread are all taken in the context of what is it you want. So, what do you want to have happen? That's the thing.
Well, I would like to have more money, obviously, since I'm depending on myself now. And I also would like to have a relationship.
Okay. So I see both of those in the cards. Anything else?
Well, I've kind of had the possibility of a new job offer, but it would be a more exciting job and something that I would really love to do, but it may be not so secure as what I'm in now.
Well, you know, security is a prison, Beth.
Yes, I know.
So it's up to you to get out of prison. You can stay there all your life if you want. You can waste some more years of your life doing the whole security thing. You always have a choice in that, you know.
I know. I've heard you speak about that many times.
The cards aren't going to change you. The cards aren't going to make you be anything that you're not. You have to make those choices. And nothing I can tell you today is going to change you. It's up to you to decide what you want your life to be.
Okay.
And I know that you read my books, right? You know the books,
I do.
Right?
Yes,
so you've already looked at your cards for this year.
I have.
And you know that you have good cards for love and for money. You know this.
You're right.
So, you know, you need to, like, start being grateful. This is a year for you where gratitude is going to make a big difference for you. Okay?
Okay.
Very important. Very important that you get into a good state of mind about everything and let it be good.
Okay. Well, I do have a kind of question about the significance of your own cards in your spread. Like the Nine of Spades is my environment card for the Seven of Hearts. And then the Seven of Hearts is my displacement card for the Nine of Spades.
Yeah.
I mean, are those significant?
Yeah, I mean, it's always significant when we have our cards show up in our spread. So, like, the Nine of Spades is, you have to first, in order to interpret that, you first have to know those parts of yourself, who they are. Like, do you know who your Nine of Spades part is inside of you? Do you know who the Five of Spades clubs part of you is? What the Seven of Spades, the Seven of Hearts part of you, you have to know these parts of your personality first. Okay?
Okay.
So then if you know those parts of who you are, like if you're familiar with yourself, you say, well, you know, I know when I'm being my Five of Clubs, I know when I'm being my Seven of Hearts. Then when you see those cards, you'll know those are the parts that are interacting in that year. Those are the parts that are being activated. So, for example, your Nine of Spades, you said it's your environment card in your Seven of Hearts spread, right?
Yes.
So the Nine of Spades is a part of you that's a giver. And that's going to bring you some good fortune this year. Do you see how that works?
Okay.
So you need to like get to know those parts of yourself so you can see the difference between them. Otherwise it won't make sense to you.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're having a great year. If I were you, I'd be getting very excited about it.
Yeah, I am. I am really. I have the possibility of making a lot of money this year.
Yeah.
But only if I'm willing to move out of this secure little world that I've been living in.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yep. Well, it shouldn't be that hard for you. You are a five after all.
That means I like change, you mean?
It means you don't like being in a box.
No,
already.
I don't.
So it's not like asking you to do something that you don't like. This is something that you're born to do.
Well, I
don't know. You got no excuses. I'm sorry. We're not accepting any excuses tonight.
No excuses on Mondays?
Not if you decide, you're like a person who just got let out of prison and he's going, well, I think I might want to go back. It was nice and safe in there.
Well, you know, it's the same way. Just like, you know, I think I told you before that I was married for 26 years and then I started meeting all kinds of people, but it wasn't really what I was looking for. And I think at that point you told me that I should quit trying to get back into prison and enjoy.
Yeah, don't jump right into some other secure situation and give up what you've earned, worked so hard to get, your personal freedom. Of course not. I would never recommend anybody do that.
Mm-hmm.
So take your time. There's going to be love in your life. You have an Ace of Hearts coming up in Venus, so just be available and see what happens.
Okay.
You know,
I will do that.
You should try enjoying things more. You don't sound like you enjoy life all that much. You take things. You're too serious.
I am serious, but isn't that the Five of Clubs part of me?
No, Five of Clubs aren't serious. I don't know where you got that from. The seriousness, I mean. I don't know where you picked that up.
Well, I don't know either.
But it'd be good to let it go. I mean, it's not helping you at all. So why don't you just let it go?
All right. I'll work on letting it go.
You know, try having some fun like you used to when you were young. Some point in your past, I know you were fun-loving. I don't know when that was and when you stopped, but I'm sure it's there somewhere.
Well, don't you think maybe that's the Seven of Hearts kind of insecurity?
Seven of Hearts is not an insecure card.
It is.
It's not. I'm not saying that you're not insecure, but I'm saying that it's not because of the Seven of Hearts. It's not the Seven of Hearts is not known to be a card of insecurity.
Okay, what would you call it then?
I mean, you certainly have love issues, and you know, there's control, and there's fear of abandonment there, but those are things that are relatively easy to overcome.
Well, it hasn't seemed all that easy.
Well, I don't know if you've actually... I don't think you've ever actually worked on it, personally.
Well,
that's why it doesn't seem so hard. It seems so hard to you because you've actually never even started. That's my theory about you.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I bet I might.
Yeah, you probably are right.
Yeah, okay,
I don't even know where to...
You want things to be better, but you're not willing to put something into it, so it's you. See, you have to decide whether you want to live or die. It's really you, you know. And this is the beginning of your most important 7 years of life. And you're either going to start living and have a great life, or you're going to die in this seven-year period, okay? A lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's up to you what do you want to be. You have a choice.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that you'll get off of this and start having fun. Start having a good life that you've always wanted to have. Stop waiting.
Okay.
Be wild and crazy. Be like a problem for everybody else. Let your behavior be their problem.
Am I allowed to do that?
Who said you couldn't?
I don't know. I've always had to be responsible.
You're only responsible because you think it will get you more people to like you more. That's all.
Oh. Okay, Robert. That was
start risking harsh. People. Start being unliked by people and be okay with it.
Okay.
Great talking to you, Beth. Have a great
Thank
year.
You. I will.
That's gonna
Thanks
be
so much.
Fun. Okay, you're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Sometimes I just want to yell at my clients because, you know, they need some kind of blast to blast them out of state of mind that they're in. Not that I want to hurt them or anything, but some people just need a little kickstart, you might say. Okay, our next caller is from Canada. Her name is Dina. I think it's a girl. She's a Nine of Clubs, King of Diamonds. December 9th, 1970. Are you there, Dina? I'm not sure if we have Dina still on the line or not.
Hello.
Oh, there we are. Is
Hi,
it
Robert.
Dina?
It is.
Hello, Dina. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good.
great show tonight.
So you're a nine of clubs and a king of diamonds.
I am.
So you're a tough cookie.
Yeah, you can say that.
I want things my way. That's all there is to it.
Yes, that sounds like about right. That was a great show tonight. I just was wondering what you see for my 7-year spread.
Well, did you do any of the homework and look up your cards?
I did, yes.
What did you find out?
Well, I was just trying to figure it out, like what year that I would be in right now for my 7 years.
Okay, so you are 37, right?
Yep, right, correct.
And did you look on page 109 of the book?
Yes.
And you're in that period that starts from age 35 and goes to 41, right?
Right.
So you look at what age spread then?
Okay, so I would be 37. I'm going to be 38 in a month, so I would just go
well,
with...
You pick whichever one you want, but
yes.
What spread do you look at to find your 7-year spread? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And that tells you on page 109 that you look at the age 5 spread.
Okay.
Okay, so look at the nine of clubs, age 5.
Okay.
And it started when you were 35, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the Mercury cards, the four of hearts and ace of diamonds, was when you were 35. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
And then 36 was when you had a king of spades and eight of hearts. That must have been a great year.
Yes.
Last year. Great year. Then this year you have a seven of clubs and ace of spades.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, wait a minute. Is that this year? Yeah, actually, this year. Yeah, it's almost over, though. Your birthday's coming up.
Right, that's it, yep.
You're in the Neptune period. So you're coming up to a two of hearts and four of clubs here.
Okay.
Well, two of hearts is one of your favorite topics, being a nine of clubs. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
It's love and sex.
Oh, okay.
I am so amazed that my listeners don't know what a two of hearts is. That's like, it's like I say two of hearts and they don't respond. It's like they never heard of that before or something.
I wasn't aware.
Well, you ought to be aware. That's your Venus card for life.
Okay.
So it's time you get aware of the two of hearts card and be looking for it. And it doesn't come up as a long-range card very often. Very rare.
Okay.
To have the two of hearts as a long range. It may not ever happen again in your whole life. Okay?
Okay.
It might, but it may not either.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes up, it's a special year. So are you ready for love? Are you available for love?
I'm married.
Oh, you're married. Well, are you going to have a baby?
I'm not sure. Possibly.
Well, that's one of the baby cards.
Okay.
You see, that's either you having great sex with somebody new or you getting pregnant and having a baby.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you which one because it's up to you.
Right.
This is all under your control.
Mm-hmm.
And the four of clubs is the other card in that period, and that's a really nice card. And it does happen to be a Jupiter year coming up for you.
Okay.
So it's going to be a really wonderful year when you get what you want. I hope you know what you want.
Interesting.
I hope you're clear about what you want.
Yes.
Because sometimes we get what we want, we go, whoa, I didn't expect that to happen that quick.
Right. And the Jupiter will start when my birthday, when I turn 38?
Yeah, it starts when you turn 38, which is in a couple weeks.
Yes.
And it'll last the entire year.
Great.
Okay. So you can look at the yearly cards, like your birth card, moving card, to look for other influences to see. But, like, for example, you have a two of hearts in your Mercury period, in your King of Diamonds spread.
Right.
So see, this all depends whether you're looking or not, Tina.
Yes.
You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, if you're looking, though, somebody's going to show up right after your birthday. Or maybe at your birthday party.
Oh, okay. Right.
Because, you know, as a matter of fact, you have great cards for a birthday party. I would certainly create one if you haven't already.
Okay.
This is the kind of cards that I would definitely, don't wait for it to happen, create it.
Mm-hmm.
Set it up.
Great.
Invite all your friends, tell them to bring presents.
That's right.
That's what I do. Works like a charm.
Great.
People love to give. They do.
Yeah.
I love to give as well. And, you know, people like to receive. It's good. It's a nice exchange.
Exactly.
So you're kind of quiet, but I'll assume that I answered your question.
Yes, no, you did. That was good. I wasn't sure how it worked, but it was very interesting. So I appreciate you taking the time.
You're very welcome.
All right, thanks.
Have a good year.
Thank you.
Call us back and let us know what happened.
I will, sure.
Okay, great.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break. And then we're going to talk to Jen, Margot, and Jill, all calling from, Portland, Oregon. They're all calling together friends. But first we're going to have a break. We're going to play one of the songs off my song. We're going to play Sri Ram from my CD. And when we come back, we'll be taking calls. Be right back.
Thank you.
That was Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed that. That's one of my favorite songs on the CD, one I enjoyed producing the most. We have some friends of mine calling from Portland, and let's see who's on the phone. Is it Jen on the phone?
Actually, it's Jill, but Jen and Margo all want to say hi.
Hi, Robert. We're being kind.
Hello, ladies.
She doesn't know what he's in for.
Okay, so I'm
Hi,
talking
Robert.
To
Jill
first, am I?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's nice to have you guys on the show. Thanks for calling in.
I am new to the whole thing, and so I'm just kind of trying to get some information about myself and my husband and kind of where we're going over the next year, and so.
What's your birthday, Jill?
My birthday is May 17th, and my husband's is August 24th.
What year were you born, Jill?
1967.
And your husband is August 24th?
August 24th of 1968.
Okay. Okay. It's interesting, both of you and your husband are twos. You're a two of diamonds, and he's a two of clubs.
Yes, I did see that, yes.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Twos are very relationship oriented, and they have insecurity inside that makes them stay in relationships. Okay? And, you know, they're very intelligent. I'm sure you guys have great conversation in your house because you're both super smart.
Yeah.
And you're both you're both kind of prone to arguing a little bit also.
Yes.
Like, who's the smarter of the two?
Yes.
And I'm sure he thinks he's smarter than everybody.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, because he's a king of clubs ruling card. So you tolerate that, but you don't always agree with that.
Yes, totally.
So how long have you been married?
We have been married since 98. We got married January 31st of 98.
So it's been over a little over 10 years?
Yeah, we're just coming up a lot this year.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. So if you have a question about your coming year, why don't you ask me? Or your husband.
Pardon me?
Or your husband, either one. It doesn't matter to me.
You know, it's my year and how things are going to go for me, you know, relationship-wise, and if...
You mean you know, with your husband?
Yes, with my husband.
Okay. So, you know, two of diamonds people, they have a certain... Every card has certain patterns, okay? And two of diamonds people, if they're in a relationship and it's really not going well, it's very difficult for them to leave their relationship. They often have beliefs about marriage that it should last forever, sometimes religious ideas or such. You understand?
Yeah.
And then, so sometimes they'll have an affair outside the marriage. Instead of breaking up with their husband, they'll have an affair. Or the men will do the same thing. See?
Uh-huh.
This is what happens. But really what has to happen is facing the relationship and getting square with that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's really not working, you guys should really sit down and just say, hey, this is not working, and then begin to the process of separating. The thing about it is, both of you are so insecure.
Yeah.
Because you're both twos. So separating is very, very hard for twos. They'd rather stay married and cheat rather than leave.
I understand that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think your marriage is really already ended, is what I think. You know, in terms of emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think it already ended sometime in the past.
Yeah, I can definitely see part of that.
It looks like you're going to get divorced, Jill. You have influences for it. After you go through several months of fretting, worrying, and being indecisive about it, and being worried and afraid, I think you're going to get it together and decide to do something about it, whether that means ending it or whatever it would do to change the relationship to make it work.
Yeah, I feel that. I sense that there's things aren't going great, and so one way or the other, things need to go.
You know, honesty is a big thing for Two of Diamonds people.
Mm-hmm.
Being honest is a challenge for them sometimes.
Yeah, it's difficult to have conversations.
Yeah, I'm just saying being really honest with your husband about what's really going on.
Okay.
You know, that's the hardest thing, I think, when we're insecure. And I'm insecure, too. My card's insecure. And it's the hardest thing to tell the truth, because our biggest fear is right in front of us.
Right.
The fear of being rejected, abandoned, you know, whatever. Makes it very difficult.
Right, it's everything. Yeah.
So you're going to have this. You start on December 11th, you start. Every December 11th, you have your Saturn period of the year. It goes until February 2nd. This isn't the most difficult period of your year, every year. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody has a Saturn period sometime, and this is when yours is.
Okay. That's nice to know.
And it's going to be a lot of indecision about what to do. Just don't get too upset about it. Try not to. Don't get yourself sick over it, okay?
Uh-huh.
That's my suggestion.
Okay.
Don't even try to make a decision until after that period's over.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation.
Okay. That's nice to know. Let's just get through this winter period and then we'll go from there.
Get through the holidays and all that and try not to worry too much.
Okay. Wonderful. Right, so? It's been fun talking with you. I've heard so much about you.
Well, I know. Jen is my biggest supporter in the whole world. She's like... and I love her for that.
We've
She's
been
great.
Listening to you, and we've been trying to get through, so this has been a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad you guys finally got through, because my phone rang, but I couldn't even answer because I was busy on the phone, you know. I saw you guys calling.
We heard the phone ringing.
I couldn't. I saw that it was you, but I couldn't answer the phone because I was in the middle of being on the radio.
You were on, exactly. We were trying to get through. Are you
well,
ready
here
for,
you are.
Are
you
ready
finally
for
made
Margo?
It. All this. Yeah, I'm ready for Margo. Bring Margo on.
Oh, hold on. Here she is.
Great talking to you, Joe.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Margo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Good.
So, did you have a question for me tonight?
I do. I am in the process of trying to make this decision about my business life and moving forward with Jen on this new adventure, and I'm struggling over it.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to figure out if now isn't the right time to make a decision, or whether I just need to move forward.
Tell me your birthday again, Margaret, because I don't have it in front of me here.
9/3/67.
67?
Yes.
Okay. So I remember our reading. I remember things that I told you. And my first comment to you is, did you really get the things we talked about what you had to have what had to be like going the right way for you. Do you remember that conversation about how you always give what you need to receive?
Yeah.
So like having things your way?
Yes.
Okay, so the only question is, would this be an example of you having things your way?
Probably.
Well, it only will be that way if you have to make it that way. You know, you have to set it up and create it to be that way. It has to be intentional. It won't be accidental.
Okay.
It has to be really clearly intentional by you. Very important.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah, so I need to think about it from
You need to make sure that it's going to feel like what you really want to feel like. It has to be the thing you're really looking for.
Okay.
And it's really not so much what you do as how you do it, believe it or not. It's not as important what you do as to how you do it. Just think about
it. Okay?
We each have these patterns, like you, the manner in which you've approached your life for a long time has been a certain way, and what's being called on right now is for you to actually approach your life with a whole different set of criteria than you have before. Okay?
That's hard after this long.
Yeah, I know, it is hard. But see, it's either that or go back to what you have been doing, and that's not any fun.
Right.
So I didn't say this would be easy, but it's important.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, well, we'd all like it to be easy, you know. But, you know, it's really not, the easy part is, the thing that makes it hard is not that it's really hard, it's just that we have a lot of fear come up.
Right.
It's not that the thing itself is all that difficult or anything. It's just that it scares us.
And that is what's holding me up.
Jill, who I just talked to, her fear would keep her from being honest with her husband and finding a solution or moving forward. And you also, the fear, but it's not a fear of, it's not that. It's not about honesty fear. It's just a fear. You gotta be brave here.
Right.
Do something different. What's the worst that could happen?
I don't know.
Well, you must be imagining something.
I'm gonna tell Tim that I'm going into this laying all my cards on the table because you said so.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. I mean, don't waste your time not being completely authentic with everybody in your life. And
and
you and Jen are really close, and whatever you say to her,
yep,
it's going to be okay.
I agree.
I know that.
Okay, well, I will look at it from a different approach.
Yeah, you got to do this differently. This is your chance to do things differently than you have in the past. And to have a whole different kind of results too at the same time.
Okay.
It's exciting and
okay.
Well, I'm glad you called again, Margo.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate it. And we'll put
you
on.
Great to hear your voice.
Bye-bye.
Hi. Hey, so
hello,
Robert,
Jen.
I have the opposite problem of Margo. Hi, by the way. I have the opposite problem of Margo. Once I decide to do something, and once you actually tell me that this is a good thing for me to do, I'm ready to charge ahead full speed like yesterday. So ever since we've had our conversation, and ever since Margo and I, like literally 2 hours after we both talked to you, decided on our new path, I have been going down that path 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and doing every single thing to set things up. And so I probably proceed too fearlessly. And is that a problem?
No, it's not a problem at all. It's good. There's nothing wrong with that. See, your birthday Jennifer, you are one of the most success-oriented birthdays in the whole year. You know, it's just it's just part of your psychological makeup. You're never going to be happy until you are achieving something that's really spectacular, and you can feel good about it. See?
Thank you. I had some major. You had told me some things that were going to happen about 2 months ago when I was at a crossroads in my life and I was feeling depressed. And I called you, and you told me some pretty phenomenal things that would happen. And about a week or two ago, whenever I saw you, we were here to do the TV show here, and we were talking. And I said, you told me, said, continue on your path. Well, because of that, I've charged ahead even more, quite frankly, because there's so much faith I have in you. And it's unbelievable. I can't be specific on air, but some amazing, amazing things that are blowing my mind are happening. And so thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
The question I have is, because you had, you gave me permission basically to follow the life path that I really want, I'm finding it necessary to put a manager in charge of my primary business and really take the role of me. And I'm more the front person that brings in the prospects, and I conceptualize them, and then I pass them off to the other people within the company. And so I've been trying to find somebody for that role. I found somebody that seems to fit the role really well, actually within the company, who has a lot more training within the business than I do, but no experience. And her birthday is November 4th. And because she's a 3, I'm a little paranoid, but I don't know if 3 is a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know much about 3s, but I've heard a rumor that might be a good sign, might not be a good sign.
Well, 3 is, see, for you, okay, first of all, 3 of diamonds is your lifetime challenge card.
Really?
Yeah, it's your Pluto card for life.
Whoa.
Yeah, your Pluto card.
No way.
The Three of Diamonds is the reason that many tennis clubs never make a success, because they can't decide. It represents an indecision about moving forward. Now, I'm just saying about people, it's about tennis clubs in general. That's your card, tennis clubs. Just for my listening audience's benefit, your birthday is April 24th, 1974, right?
Yeah, good memory. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
So this person is your lifetime Pluto card. Now, it doesn't sound like you've had any problems working with her so far.
Well,
but I would be cautious.
Be honest.
Uh-huh.
Oh, go ahead. She's the one person within my company I have not worked with much, because she's just graduating school, so it's been on such an incredibly limited basis. I'm going off of perception and what I see in her personality, but really no basis for it.
Okay, then my recommendation is that you go slow with her until you know, because she's coming up, you know, she's in your Saturn period this year.
Wow. Really?
She's your Saturn card this year. Yeah, which starts tomorrow.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! And she has an email today to try and meet today or tomorrow about wrapping this up. That is scary. Now, what does it mean to be in? I know that just the fact that she's showing up in my spread is a big deal, but the fact that I'm talking
about.
Well,
here's the thing you need to
right
do.
There.
Okay, so Jen, here's my recommendation. If you do any kind of a deal with her working for you, make sure that it's on a one-month temporary basis or a two-month temporary, like we need to see how it's going to work kind of basis, with no promises.
But you know what? You already told me all I need to know. It's like, why waste my time? Because if it's going to be a challenge to me in my life, which everything that you've told me since 2003 hasn't come true, coincidentally, it's like, why, don't you think, I mean, do you see any reason why I would even venture down the path, or am I just being too
Well, dry? I mean, it's not the best idea to pick a Pluto card to work with in general. It's not considered a good idea. I imagine there could be exceptions to it, but just as a general rule, it's just not a good idea. You know?
Okay.
And I mean, it doesn't even matter who she is. I mean, it's not about her personally or anything like that. It's just about the way your two energies would interact together.
Okay.
It's not a personal thing. That's important to know. It's not personal. Like, she wouldn't do anything personally bad. It would just be that things that she would do just inadvertently would be shocking to you. Pluto is shocking.
Wow. Really?
I suggest that you take it very slow if you proceed at all, or keep looking.
I think I'm going to keep looking because I'm going to keep looking. I can continue to let her go down the path, but I have ways of narrowing that path down to where she's not going to probably want it. So I'll continue down the path, and then keep looking. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can we move on to someone else? Do you have time for another question?
One more quick question. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I heard you say something to Jill about entering a difficult period in her life that occurs every year. Do I have one of those, or do I need to be worried about it?
Yeah, yours starts tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, your Saturn period starts tomorrow.
And that's the most
Everybody has a Saturn. And you have a Three of Diamonds and a Ten of Hearts in your Saturn period tomorrow. Which is,
is that good or bad?
Well, it means you're going to be going through a period of a lot of indecision. Okay?
Okay.
Like, even though you're charging ahead right now, there's going to be... What's going to happen probably is you're going to sort of start having second thoughts about what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay? But even though you're having those thoughts, it's going to keep going well anyway.
Oh, good. Okay.
Because you have a lot of success cards in this period, and everything should really open up for you. Don't let anything stop you.
Okay. But thank you.
No need for anything to stop you at all. I mean, you're on the right track, and you're doing exactly what you need to do. Everything is perfect, Jennifer.
Thank you. That helps me so much, and I'll just expect to know that I'll be fearful and indecisive a little bit, but just let it go and continue.
Well, see, that's part of your last path. Every Ten of Clubs has a Three of Diamonds as a Pluto card and a Three of Hearts in Mars. So they all have this certain indecision that comes up, and from time to time it's going to come up, but you've had it before and you can get through it. No big deal.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it more than you know.
It was wonderful talking to you guys, and I hope to meet you again someday. So have a great night.
Oh, you just have to worry about us pestering you too much. Thank you.
Oh, no, you can call as often as you want. It's no problem at all.
Watch out. Here we come. Okay.
Okay, well, say good night to the ladies for me.
I will. All right, have a good night.
Bye. Thanks, Jen. Bye-bye. Okay, we do have people waiting online, and we're going to take a short break, though. When we come back from the break, we'll talk to Diana and whoever else is waiting. We're going to play the song Rama Rama off my CD. And when we come back, we'll take Diana from Atlanta. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Rama Rama from my CD, Bhakti Rock. Waiting, our lines are full at the moment, and we have waiting patiently on line two, Diana from Georgia, whose birthday is February 15th, 1970. Are you there, Diana?
Hey, Rama, this is Deanna.
Deanna, how are you?
Pretty good. Long time. I haven't heard from you. So long. But you always answer my emails. You always answer my emails so faithfully.
I'm pretty good.
You are. You're great. You're not pretty good. You're great, actually. You're excellent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. So how's the love life going? I'm sure this is a love life question.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, it isn't. Although I am still waiting for the wealthy person to come into life, but it is. That's not
oh,
what
good.
It's about. Actually, it's been a phenomenal year, just as far as, like, on the creation level. Had a chance to be on TV, met, I mean, I don't know how many actors, met a couple of singers I've always wanted to meet. So it's been that kind of year, that kind of unreal type of deal.
Nice.
From a job that I was promoted to, went through my Saturn period, and my company went through a phase of, which you can see is the seventh phase, and Queen of Diamonds. Company went through a period where they were just trying to cut back on money, so I went back into another position. Kept my same pay, just went back to another position. So I was like, I mean, which I know I kind of created that in some type of way, but I love that Ten of Diamond notoriety. I'm addicted to it now, and I don't want to let it go anymore. So I got a taste of, you know, that creation of which you can actually, you know, kind of really get out there and have.
Well, you know,
and I know
people, okay, so I used to live in L.A., and my best friend had lived there for a long time, one of my best friends, and people who get around stars and people, they get addicted to that pretty quickly.
It's just been phenomenal.
And they'll work. And if you go to L.A., you can see all these people working in really menial jobs, but or actually important jobs, even.
Yeah.
But they'll do it for practically nothing, just to be around the famous people.
Yeah.
So they're not getting paid enough.
Yeah. That's
okay,
true,
so
and that's not the part that I want.
I'm just laying it out there for you.
Yeah, that's not the part that I want. But I'm coming up on the King of Spades as my result card, and
yeah.
I kind of maximized on the Six of Diamonds as far as you know, the high side of it, as far as really just find out what my glitch is, which is
This was a Jupiter year for you too. This has been a great year.
Yeah, so it really, really has. And I think that, you know, I passed through the Saturn period, which was fine. You know, it wasn't anything bad. So that was okay. So I really just want to maximize on the end of this year. You know what I mean? On that, with it being a Jupiter, because I'm in my Uranus now, with, have an Eight of Diamonds and, Two of Spades. And you still have that Six of Diamonds. But the thing is, the Three of Clubs comes in, and I've been, the art thing has been crazy as far as I had a lot of people interested in my paintings. I've been writing. So it's kind of like the scattered of, you're good at a lot of things, but it's kind of like nothing goes anywhere, though. Because you, one week you may be writing, the next week you may be painting, and then, you know, you're going back, I'm going back and forth. So it's like I'm not maximizing on anything that I could.
Sure. Yeah, well, King of Spades means you take the, means... It means you take the bull by the horns and you decide, you know, this is what I really want to see happen,
yeah.
And then you have that happen.
Okay.
That's King of Spades for you.
On that one. And then it usually comes up around that Uranus period, right? The Uranus and the Neptune is when you really can...
Yeah, it's when you start really getting...
Saturn is your result.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right about that. That's when it generally starts to show up. So you're on the right path, just... Make the right choices right now. Don't think small. Think big.
Yeah, and that's my, you know, like I said, with the experience that I went through, and it's like, yeah, you know, it's okay, great to be around star, but I'm more of, I want to be that versus I want to be around you. I don't care about association. It's more of how far can I get
well,
me?
Yeah.
How far can I go?
Okay,
now?
So.
How big can I
go? Yeah, you're the one who can do that, Deanna, so you're on the right track.
Yeah.
Keep going. And, you know, you're taking advantage of this influence. And like the woman who called earlier, the Ten of Clubs, you know, all these tens, you know, you tens can really have a lot of success once you stop hesitating and just go, you know.
Right, right. But if you are interested
going.
If you are interested in the arts, where my passion is painting and writing, brings out that through a club energy, which kind of, you know, I feel like I go back and forth from that through a club to the ten of diamond, where I paint some, but I really want to sell it. I want to go through business mode. So it's kind of like,
well, you have to have a balance of both.
Them.
Yes,
okay.
You have to have both, and you have to have them balanced. You know, you can't do just one. You got to have both of them.
And actually, the high side of both.
You know, one of the most famous, one of the most successful artists of all time was, what is his name? Oh, I think he's still alive, actually. I can't remember right now. My mind just went blank. But anyway, he was so smart business-wise. He was extremely prolific. He painted more than anybody else ever painted, any professional artist.
Wow.
And he was very smart. Whenever he would go out to eat, he would always pay with a check. And when he did, they would never cash it because they want to keep his check.
Wow.
So he was very, he was very savvy on the business level,
okay,
as well as a good artist, and that's what it takes.
Okay. Because the painting and the writing has kept me away from the worry and the decision. Like, once I do that, I don't think about it. But then I go over to the Ten of Diamonds, and for whatever reason, I start worrying again about, you know? So it's like, fine. Like, I guess it's what you said, finding that balance, which is why, you know, I meditate every day and working out and doing all that, just keeping my mind, because it's kind of like, I don't know. I guess once you have that taste of it, you never want to go back. And I'm at that point. I'm not going back. I don't want to go back
great,
to the other
huh?
side.
Well, I'd love to hear how things work. I mean, just keep in touch and let me know what's going on. It sounds really good,
okay,
Deanna.
Okay, and you need to do a class on the, how can I find the underlining as far as the Pluto and the result cards on the,
that's something that is a little too complicated to do actually on a show like this, but.
Which book is it in of yours? Is it in
It's in Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders. That's where it is. That's where it's located. That's my advanced book. It's on the web, only on the website, actually.
Okay, I'll get that from you then. I'll get that.
Yeah, if you really want to get into it, that's.
I will. Are you coming back to Atlanta anytime soon?
I will someday. I don't have any immediate plans, but you know, I'll definitely be back because.
Okay.
My sister's there, and I have a son out there, so I'll be back.
Yeah, so let me know. I have a lot of people, getting a lot of people. I didn't have any notice last time, but I'll have you a whole lot of people waiting to see you.
Okay,
that
would be excellent.
Okay,
oh, thanks,
Robert, and take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
I love hearing from all my old friends. It's wonderful. It's nice to have friends. I don't like to use the word old, but, you know, people I've known for a while. Okay, now we have a lady named Paula from Boulder. Her birthday is August the 6th, 1966. Are you there, Paula?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm here.
I can hear you now.
Good.
Yes.
Good. How are you, Robert?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm really nervous, to be honest.
Is this your first time calling?
Yes, it is. Yes, I met you some years ago when you were in Loveland, actually Pinewood Reservoir in Colorado, and I did a workshop with you, and got my book open here, and I'm looking at the pair of King of Diamonds for the my 7-year spread.
Okay, yes, You have a King of Diamonds long range and a King of Diamonds Pluto.
Yes, and I'm curious what that means when they're together, like something that's going to come to me, but it's also something that will be difficult.
Well, how is it? What have you been doing? Do you have your own business?
Well, yeah, I do. I have my own business, and I'm kind of all over the map. I do lots of different things. I just got my master's degree a couple of years ago, and I've had a feeling for a long time that when I hit 42, this is before I knew about the cards, that things would just kind of open up for me and I would start to do my life's work, and it's starting to happen. I really want to be a writer. I also write music. I compose music with my partner, and got my master's in transpersonal psychology, so I'm kind of interested in doing hypnotherapy at some point, but I don't want to get more training at this point. I just want to dive in and do whatever it is that I'm going to do. I actually just got a website the other day, and I'm just as excited as can be, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. I just feel it coming, and I'm just being so positive.
Well, first of all, Paula, you just began the 7-year period. It just started.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little too early for things to actually show up, okay?
Okay.
So you can kind of relax a little bit and just kind of, you know, don't feel like it has to happen this year. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at that Three of Diamonds there thinking, okay, and the Ace of Clubs, lots of ideas. I'm just generating so much creativity.
Yeah, that's what you're doing this year. It's not going to be... You're not going to be actualizing this King of Diamonds so much this particular year, okay?
Okay.
And something else about it I want to share with you is that the King of Diamonds is not just having a little business of your own. It means you actually have people working for you.
Oh, my.
Okay. So it doesn't really qualify just to have your own little business, working on internet business or something. It has to be a business... And I should say it this way, it will be a business that other people are working for you. All right?
Okay.
So don't be in any big hurry about this. It's going to happen sometime in the next 7 years. And I don't think it's going to take that too long, but it might be 2 or 3 years before you really get that going.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does. I definitely... I'm excited about this, and it just...
So when you think about this, Paula, think about, like, just keep that picture in your mind of you having other people working for you. You're an employer now, not just a business owner. You're an employer.
Wow, you know, that has just never, ever entered my consciousness.
That's why I'm telling you.
I knew I was going to get through to you tonight. It's the weirdest thing. I've never called in, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can get through. I can feel it. And I think that's
well,
exactly
you know,
what
you're
I
really
need to
psychic.
Hear.
You're really
yeah.
psychic, and you know things before they happen, and your psychic ability is steering you just exactly the right direction. Everything is just fine.
I know it is. I know it in my bones, and I'm so excited. Now, that Three of Clubs result at the end of that, I know that's the writer's card, and it's just filled with creativity.
Yeah, but it's a little too early to really...
Right,
it's a little too early to really...
A different way.
I wouldn't even be concerned about that right now.
Okay.
It's a little too early to even be looking at that card, okay?
All right.
Just get through this year.
Yeah, or like tomorrow, starting my Mars period, I'll just work on getting through tomorrow.
Yeah, just get through all this creativity you're having and trying different things out. And, you know, you're going to have to experiment a little bit before you find just exactly the right combination. So don't be afraid to try different things.
Okay.
It's okay, you know, it's fine to... You don't have to make a lifetime commitment to things. You're in experimental mode.
That's good. That's a three aspect, isn't it? Experimental.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And
three is not the year. When you have a three as a long range, it means don't try to decide. Just try different things.
That is so helpful. Because it doesn't have to be the right thing. I am such a perfectionist, and I need to give myself permission to just get lost, I guess.
Yeah, you know, you give yourself permission to try some things out and see how they feel and not have any pressure. No, you shouldn't have any pressure to make any kind of big decision.
Unnecessary,
so.
That helps. Thank you.
I think you got the message.
I definitely did get the message.
Well, I'm glad to be of assistance.
Yeah, it's so nice to get through to you. It's just amazing. In fact, I passed through Pinewood Reservoir just a couple of days ago to celebrate my partner's birthday. He's just Six of Clubs, and And I said, hey, last time I was here, I met Robert Camp. So interesting the way fate weaves itself.
And then, yeah, and that was the only time I've ever taught a class in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah, I never taught there again.
Do you happen to remember me?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I vaguely remember the guy that sponsored it. all I remember was he was a nine of hearts, and he had a lot of bad luck with relationships. His family
well,
thing. Yeah.
That's my other card there. How relevant is it for me to look at the nine of hearts spread? I mean, you know me that as the seven of diamonds and a Leo. I've always been frustrated with my. I only have one card to look at, one spread, and so I
yeah.
have just kind of taken up the nine of hearts. Is that legitimate?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think it's worth trying and seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth certainly an experiment to see, but, you know, be honest with yourself whether it's actually accurate or not. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I can't say for sure. I don't have enough experience to know.
Yeah,
I've had a theory that would work, but I never knew for sure.
Well, it actually kind of fluctuates. I found it to be relevant, and strangely enough, the Queen of Diamonds is usually more immediate, more... It's easier to see what's showing up in my life through the Queen of Diamonds, and I wondered
yeah.
about that too. I know it's just a personality card, but it runs pretty close.
Well,
to
I think yeah, I think you're being a Leo. I think it's good to look at that. And I mean, I don't use the ruling cards all that much anymore, but I do use them for Leo still,
mm-hmm.
and there is relevance, but generally would be related only to your personal life or your romantic life. Generally.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yep. I could say that has shown up there.
Because that's your personal card, your female persona.
What about looking up, like as you've described me in the future as an employer? Would it be relevant as I get closer to that time to look up the King of Diamonds as a personality card?
Perhaps, yeah, since you are Leo and, you know, I would say yes. Why not?
Why not? Yep, experiment. It's all about experimentation for me now, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, some of these things I don't have enough experience to say yes or no, absolutely. So I don't say something unless I'm absolutely sure about it.
Okay.
But it's definitely worth experimenting because I'm sure that you will have the King of Diamonds play an important role once you become a King of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure of it. So this is great how you're studying the cards and how you're using them. It's great to hear that.
Yeah, in fact, I do a lot of readings, and it is just so incredibly rich and satisfying. I don't think I would do readings unless I actually had that workshop with you, because I felt like the Spirit sort of sanctioned me at that moment and said, yeah, this is definitely part of your path. And if I could ask you one more question before we go, I know that you have the capacity to see cards that underlie what are in the book. I can't
yeah.
see what's under any. Can you tell me what's under the Three of Diamonds, Ace of Clubs for this year?
Okay. Underneath the Three of Diamonds is a Five of Spades and Ten of Hearts.
Five of Spades.
And the Ace of Clubs always has only a Two of Hearts underlying it. Because it's a semi-fixed card.
Right.
So you have a Three of Diamonds with a Five of Spades and Ten of Hearts.
Oh, and did you say Ten of Hearts or Two of Hearts?
Ten.
Ten, Five of Spades and Ten of Hearts. Okay.
Yeah. So those are significant this year for you.
All right. A lot of moving around, travel, change, lots of people.
Well, Paula, it's been great talking to you. I'm going to have to go because I only have a few more minutes left and I got two more callers waiting.
Robert, it was such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's great talking to you.
Thank you.
Keep in touch, please.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Waiting patiently, we have Anu from Maryland. Oh, Anu. It's been a long time. December 8th, 1966. Are you there, Anu?
Yes, I'm here, waiting very patiently.
Which is pretty hard for a 10 o'clock Ace of Clubs.
I'm just fortunate I got through. I've been trying and trying. I said, okay, let me just give up. Then I just said, okay, let me try before I go to bed, because it's all close to midnight on East Coast.
Yeah, and absolutely it is.
So anyway, it's been a fun year, a roller coaster in many ways. I changed jobs. I bought a house. My job changed in a way that I traveled quite a bit. For months.
That's nice.
It's been interesting. But anyway, the job is kind of changing again, it seems, because the contract is ending. So I'm kind of looking for it. And I was looking at my 7-year spread for Ten of Clubs for the year 6.
Uh-huh.
And the Ace of Club, and as well as the year 42, which is starting in about 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, you begin a whole other 7-year period on your next birthday.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fives, and then a 7 of diamond and ace of clubs.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're going to be doing some traveling and having more changes.
Wow. I had plenty this year, but...
You travel, you're a Sagittarian, you like to travel anyway, so it's no big deal, you know.
This was kind of suddenly changed. I was just gone for like 6 weeks to Puerto Rico just for work.
What a deal.
No,
now, are you
like
still doing
hours.
The travel? Are you still doing the travel cooking thing?
The travel? Well, I do cook. I like to entertain. You know, I have a new home now, so it's more space for me.
Uh-huh.
And you're welcome to come and see if you're in Maryland sometime.
Yeah, I haven't been in Maryland in ages. But, yeah, thanks for the invitation. I appreciate that.
So, but I think my question is the Five of Spades and Mercury and the Queen of Clubs for Ten of Clubs. It's coming up, and it says unexpected or sudden change in employment and all. Even though I'm kind of looking for a new job because my contract might or might not end.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little more about that?
Well, first of all, Mercury stuff is usually not all that significant.
Okay.
So, you know, don't get too excited about it. Because it's
okay.
Mercury. Mercury stuff happens quickly and it's over quickly. So that's more like a quick trip somewhere, you know?
Okay.
It's like a short trip. Are you planning a trip in your Mercury period?
Not really.
Well, it could be
returned.
Something that... it could be something that you're not expecting.
Hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of fives. I mean, that Five of Spades has the Five of Clubs and Five of Hearts underlying it, too.
Yeah.
So. You're definitely going to be going somewhere.
Okay. And then what does the Seven of Diamond for a 7-year period mean for in Ace of Clubs? I see it as a good thing.
Seven of Diamonds long range?
The long range.
Well,
the
long range Seven of Diamonds could mean that, you know, this is the time when you really stop letting any kind of financial considerations have a part of your decision making.
Mm-hmm.
That you let go of that forever, you know, or for now at least.
Okay.
And then, because, see, it's the millionaire's card, it means letting go of limitations around finances, you know, the ones that exist in our head.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay.
And so we could see you become very wealthy in this period because of that, because you stop worrying about it.
Yeah.
You're a successful person. You're like the woman that called earlier named Jennifer, who's a Ten of Clubs. You're successful by nature.
Yeah.
It never really was a challenge. You and I have had this conversation before.
But I think I was listening to that conversation. I was fascinated. It seems she's more in the creative field, which I haven't done that part of me yet. Even though I'm doing quite well, but it's not there yet.
I think you've been very creative in all your stuff, personally. I think it's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
It's how you're looking at it. But I think you will have...
It was funny, interesting. Right.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I said it was interesting that this year, when the year started and I bought a house, and suddenly it seemed, oh my God, I have all these expenses now. And I just threw a random number in the air, and I said, I want this much money by... October. And suddenly, you know, that's when they began sending me off-site. That meant more money suddenly, just like that. So that was interesting. I said, wow, I should have picked up a bigger number.
Yes, you should have. But, you know, you will next time.
Yeah, next time. Now I know better.
Yeah, you've learned now. You're like, okay, I'm going for the bigger one. That's just like, see, this is the way it is. And Jennifer, the one who called earlier, she's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
She's 10 of clubs. But sometimes you as a 10 of clubs, you somehow don't, you hesitate to really go for the big, big one, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
You think, oh, that could never happen to anybody, let alone me. And somehow there becomes some reason for not really going for it. But in fact, every time you really go for it, it works out.
Yeah, it does. You just have to take, yeah, you have to take the plunge so you know at least you tried. If, you know, what's there to lose?
Exactly. That's the whole point. So, you know, the message for you is basically the same message I had for her, which
mm-hmm.
is go for what you really, really want. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Especially you and her, because you don't even have any dependents.
Well, I have a mortgage now. But you know, Robert, it's interesting. Even though my job I may not even have a job or this contract in January or so, I'm very calm because I know I'm excited. Oh, there's some change coming, so let's see what comes up. It's
yeah.
not making
yeah.
me sleepless or anything. I'm just like, that's fine, I'll take it.
That's a good sign. That's a sign that you're on the right path, doing the right thing.
So just one quick last question. I know you have another caller waiting. The Ace of Spades result card for this year coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a Four of Hearts Pluto?
Well, you know, maybe you want to have a relationship.
Well, that's always a struggle, right, for 10 of clubs?
Well, because you guys are so independent.
Yeah, that is so true.
But maybe this time will mean that you have a change.
Mm-hmm. Is that where the transformation
possible.
Is for Four of Hearts?
Yeah, it's a transformation related to the Four of Hearts.
Okay.
They're connected, you see. They're connected. So it's not just a Four of, not just an Ace of Spades. It's an Ace of Spades in reference to Four of Hearts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so fun talking to you, 10 of clubs, because you guys are so smart.
Well, you're so smart, so that's why, you know, you appreciate it. So that's a good thing.
I know, but it is unusual, and it's delightful in a way. I mean, I don't know. I can't explain it, but it's fun. It's fun. That's all I can say. I don't know how to put it.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I mean... Hopefully in a couple of months or so, I'll call you, depending on, you know, if I'm not traveling too much. I want to get a reading done, so.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm always here.
And,
you know, I'm in California now, so.
Yeah, I get your newsletter. That's what it says. You're in Concord, California?
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know where it is, but.
By San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Not far
that's
from
a nice
San
area.
Francisco. Yeah, yeah.
California is
You've
nice.
Been here before.
Yeah, I've traveled in California. I like California. It's a fun place. I mean, I've always enjoyed there. So
yeah.
How do you like it so far?
I like it. I'm going to make the best of it, you know?
Yeah, that's all we can do.
That's exactly right.
So.
Well, Anu,
well,
thanks
thank
for calling. It's great to hear from you again. And, you know, please call again or check in, whatever.
I will do that. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Good night.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And finally, our last caller, who's been waiting patiently for a long time. Her name is June Bourne, another Sagittarian. All the Sagittarians are calling, December 7th, 1952. Are you there, June?
I'm here.
Oh, I know who you are.
Yeah, I've talked to you before.
It took me a minute to connect with June and your birthday. And I was, bingo! My memory bank's kicked in. So how are you doing, June?
Oh, I'm doing well. I think it's been about a year since I spoke to you the last time. And,
yeah, it has been a while.
So, yeah, so I was just kind of looking at, I was looking at the Cards of Destiny the other day and saw that I was going to be going through a Nine of Diamond year. And so I just kind of wanted to get a little bit of a heads up on what that, what I should expect.
You mean a Nine of Diamonds Pluto year?
Yeah.
And a Nine of Spades Pluto year.
Lots of nines, huh? No.
Well, nines as change, letting go of the past to make way for something better kind of year. Yeah. I wouldn't say bad, though. Would you?
No, I mean, I don't really know what to expect.
Well, what are you doing? What are you doing? What's happening in your life right now that's not really going exactly as good as you would like it to go?
Well, I guess my work, I would have to say. You know, and I like what I do. I've done it for a long time. I've been with this particular company for 12 years. But I've been being in the lab business for about 26 years. So I've done this for a really long time, but the industry is changing. And it seems like the larger labs are the ones that are going to, you know, stay out there. And I'm in a large lab. But that being said, it's very corporate and very big brother-ish. I guess I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you are apparently enjoying it at this point?
Yes.
Okay, so no problem there. But, you know, when I talk to you and other people, and they say, well, I really like my job, I get the feeling like there's a part they don't like, or there's things that they don't want to admit that they don't like, you know.
Well,
or maybe an underlying sense that there's really the possibility for something much better that was never explored, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're a creative person. I know you're smart. You have all that analytical ability, being a double club. But there's a creativity underneath that jack also, you see. You're a jack of clubs first and a king of clubs second. You follow me?
Yes.
So I wonder if you're getting a chance to express any of that. I don't think you are in your current line of work.
Well, it's not really creative. I mean, it's sales. You know, I'm in sales, so... I mean, you get to be creative as to...
Yeah, well, sales is kind of creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically it's a lot of social kind of stuff, right? With people, meeting people. And you're in sales, but you're not like a car salesman. I mean, you're servicing accounts, right?
Solutions. We call it solution selling. In other words, we find the need that a client or a physician needs, and then that's what we focus on, is a solution. So it's a solution-driven type of sell.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, that part is fun. It really is. It's just the company has changed a lot, and it feels more, I don't know. It's not as fun as it used to be, let's put it that way.
Well, you know, both of these nines have, let's see, hold on. You actually have a Nine of Diamonds Pluto in your birth card spread, but you actually have a Six of Clubs Pluto in your ruling card spread. I was looking at the seven-year spread, I think, and got mixed up. I apologize. So the Five of Hearts looks like a move to a new place. I think you're going to move this year. You're going to move to a whole new location.
As job-wise or house-wise?
House-wise.
Oh.
But it might be associated with a job change of some kind. Because Nine of Diamonds can mean the ending of the work you're doing. It's not a definite, but that's a strong possibility given your cards. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, the year hasn't even started yet. Let's just relax a little bit.
I know they're throwing all these changes at us, though, this month. They've already started the next year. You know, the company
so
has
you're
started
not,
the next
you're year. So you're not so old that you've already died, are you?
No, I'm not.
You're capable of change. Aren't you still capable of change?
Yeah, I am. I guess I'm just nervous because of everything that's going on around, you know, the world.
Well, you have no control over anything, honestly, you know.
That's true.
You really don't. And whatever happens to you, it's not going to be something that you made happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be because that's the way things turn out and because God wants it that way. So you might as well just enjoy the ride.
This is true.
You know, and, I mean, if you're enjoying your job now, that's fantastic. I mean, a lot of people hate their jobs. You have a lot to be grateful for. And if you just keep enjoying it and not worrying about, you know, the money and all this other stuff, everything will work out just fine. Yeah, there's going to be changes. Some people will lose jobs. Some people will move. Some people will have better jobs. But everybody's karma is always perfect for them at wherever they are in their life situation. It always works out to be absolutely perfect for each individual. And nothing happens that's way weird, you know what I mean? Everybody has things happen to them that what they were kind of expecting or is not too far out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, when I look back at any year and when you start it, you might think something's going to happen, but nothing ever happened. I mean, I have had some pretty strenuous years, but at the end, you know, I live, I survive. It's not like it's the end of the world, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, you're this next year, not this coming year, but the year after, is your pinnacle year. So you better be ready for more changes even, because it's just getting going. There's going to be changes this year, but there's going to be more changes next year.
Life.
Okay, so you might as well just get used to it and be happy with the ride, because you can't do anything about it. And I'll tell you, changes this year are going to be easy and they're going to be good. So don't be afraid. You got a Five of Diamonds environment card. So both of your fives in your five year long cards are both in very positive, easy positions, which means no complaining.
Okay, that's what I like. No complaining.
Everybody's got to start enjoying their life, you know? Everybody's got to start enjoying their life, just the way it is. Because there's good things happening every single day. We just got to pay attention and be grateful. And you have a lot to be grateful for, June.
Yeah.
You know, you have a great place to live, you have a great health, you've got, you know, you've got, what else do you want?
Yeah. Okay, well, that sounds good. I was just, I guess I'm just concerned about my job right now, because there are so many changes, it's kind of unsettling sometimes.
Well,
but
whatever happens, June will be perfect for you. You'll always be protected. Nothing bad is ever going to happen. It's not your karma to have that kind of thing happen. See? You need to, like, trust in that. So you can stop worrying and just get back to enjoying yourself.
Okay.
Don't worry about things you can't do anything about anyway. I mean, what's the point?
This is true.
That's my suggestion.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, you're going to worry a little bit. Just catch yourself and go, I don't need to waste time on that. Just catch yourself and come back to being in the present and being happy. And, you know, you've got a lot. So enjoy it.
I will do that.
Well, it's great to hear from you again, June. This has been a nice show because I got to hear from a lot of people that I know. It's really fantastic.
It sounds like you almost knew everybody tonight, actually.
Almost, yeah. It was quite amazing, and I'm real grateful for that. It's been fun.
Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your message. And it's always good to be reminded not to to stay positive. And I actually put a song on my phone, and when it rings, it says it's a song called "Thankful." So that it always reminds me to be thankful when I hear it. So instead of you know hearing it and being stressed out, like what is it now? It's more like, you know, thankful, you know, it's ringing, there's somebody on the other end that's a friend, or, you know, it's a good call.
Yeah, and being thankful is just taking time to get out of our head for a second and just experience how wonderfully rich and beautiful our life already is.
Right now.
It's happening right now. I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Definitely. Great. Great life.
All right, June. Thank you for being my guest tonight. It's great to hear from you. And please check in later. Let me know how things are going.
Yeah, I love listening to your program. I learned so much. It's wonderful. It's great to listen to. Thank you for being there for us.
You're welcome, June. It's great talking to you. Have a nice night.
Talk to you later. Yeah, you too.
All right.
Good
night. Good night. Well, that concludes our show tonight, everybody. We're going to end, as we always do, with my favorite, well, not my favorite, but most people's favorite song on my CD called The Gayatri Mantra. It's actually called Gayatri. That's the name I gave you. But it is basically the Gayatri Mantra put to music. I hope you enjoy it. If you're just going off to sleep, this could be the thing that just puts you in the right frame of mind for a wonderful good night's sleep. We'll see you next week, same time. Have a great week. Good night. Om.
tool.